Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ramona Sorensen over in Needaway. Good morning to you, Ramona.
Good morning on this beautiful rainy morning.
Yeah, again, but you know what? By the weekend, the forecast is looking good.
That's wonderful for our garden walk.
Yes, it is. People love to be out in the nice weather. I don't know that they so love. You'd have to be a really, really good gardener to think that you were going to go out in the rain.
Well, you know, one year when Griswold had their flooding in the early part of the week, and their garden walk was on Saturday, and it was just hotter than you know what.
Yes.
So I took my little umbrella to protect me from the sun. Of course, I walked faster, but it was a beautiful garden walk.
So. Oh, yes, yes. And you're going to have a beautiful garden walk, and that is this Sunday?
That's this Sunday from 1 to 4. It's June the 26th. So they would come to the Anita Legion Hall to register and get their map and to show where the five gardens are.
Okay, and you probably need to pay a little fee.
It's $5.
Oh, that's a bargain.
Yes.
Yes. And people are in for a really great afternoon. And it's kind of, you can go any order, right? You can come anytime, leave
right.
anytime.
Right. Anytime and any. We did list them alphabetical.
Okay.
The gardens belong to some of the members of the garden club.
Okay. So we're going to talk about those this morning. Give us a little sneak preview, Ramona. Who's the first?
Well, we have two that have been gardening for 15 years. Like everyone says, you know, when they're working, they just sort of dabbled at it, and then they really got serious. And then one is 8 years, and one is 7 years, and then mine is 5 years.
Okay, so you don't have to have been a gardener for 50 years in order to have a really nice-looking garden. In fact, a garden, you know, it needs attention every year. It seems to me that some of those plants get up and walk to a new location. So you got to be paying attention.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always fun to see because a couple, three of us go together and we usually buy similar plants. But it's interesting to see how they take those same plants and they are arranged differently and they just show up differently in the garden.
Yes, absolutely. Different combinations and so on. So who's first on our list of the places? Well, not that we don't have to go there first, but who's first on your list today?
Well, if it's alphabetical order, it'd be Nola Brown.
Okay.
And then Jan Christensen. And she and her husband have retired, I think it's been 7 years. And so they are working that together.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Lunn, when she first went there, she had three shrubs and one tree, and wow, you should see it now.
That's...
And then Mary Lou Phillips, she's started, I think, 2003, 2004, and then mine, I started 2006.
Mm-hmm. So what's special about the Brown Garden?
What? That lady can move in the wintertime. She'll go out, she'll get restless, go out, walk around with her shovel, and she'll say, well, I don't think I like this shrub here, and she digs it up and plants it somewhere else, and it always grows.
Hmm.
It's a lovely garden. And
is it mostly shade, mostly sun, or a mix?
It's a combination.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination. And this year she's added a bed, you know, so she has a bed of flowers.
Okay. And, you know, that one of the fun things about the garden walk is, of course, the flowers and the shrubs are number one. But it's always fun to see what hardscape, what other decor is in the garden.
Yes. You take all those treasures and you just tuck them around. And it's always interesting to walk by and say, oh, look there.
Mm-hmm. A little surprise there. Yes. Okay, so the next one on your list, let's hear a little bit about that one.
Jan and Gary Christensen, and they have a variety of beds throughout their yard, mostly flowers. They do have some trees and shrubs.
Is there anybody on your list that has vegetable garden in addition to the flowers?
Well, Nola does.
Okay.
Yes, Nola has a a big garden in the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like we've mostly gone away from those vegetable gardens, although we may be going back to that with the price of food going up. We may be going back to that. But mostly flowers is what people love to deal with. And so it's a challenge whichever way you go. And I kind of like the mixing of them, you know, put some of the veggies in with some of the flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and when they come to the Legion Hall to get their map, there's also going to be craft show. There's going to be some crocheting, and then there'll be gourds that are decorated in a variety of things. And then we'll have plant sale and a bake sale.
Okay. You know, plant sale, all the gardeners' ears perk up. Plant sale, I can always use one more plant.
Yes. And it's always fun to get something that you think is someone else's treasure too.
Yes, and if it's grown in somebody's garden there, it has a better chance than of growing in our own gardens.
That's right.
Yes. So all those goodies at the Legion Hall. I want to hear just a little more about the highlights of your garden. Yours is the newest one on the list. Do you have an emphasis on any kind of flower or plant?
No, we started out in front, and then we went around both sides, and then we went down the back, and we also have the house next door, so then we went around that house. I like to get different kinds of plants that are different. I remember my mom always had petunias and geraniums. And I do have petunias and geraniums, but I like to have a variety.
Mm-hmm. Now, at one other time, because you were a gardener in another location some years ago, you had lots and lots and lots of lilies.
Yes, and I do have daylilies, and I have oriental lilies. In fact, I bought some of the new double oriental lilies. Have you seen those?
No.
And then I bought, they're called oriental... tree. It's like a lily tree that gets about 5-6 feet tall.
Oh my goodness. And those should be pretty much in full bloom by
June. They're in bud now.
Yeah.
So maybe. Good Lord willing, maybe they'll pop out.
Yeah, we'll see.
But this has been such a strange year. My poppies that should have been done by the end of May are just now blooming. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another one of those surprises for gardeners. There's no one year that's the same as the next. There's always something different, always a challenge out there. And that's why I think another reason people like to go on the garden walks, because if they're gardeners, you know, they want to see how other people have handled things. And if they're not gardeners, they just love seeing how everybody else works.
That's right. That's right. And with the kind of weather we've had, it'll be interesting to see how everything is handled, because it's not growing like it normally
does.
That's
right. Is there any one of those five gardens that kind of specializes in hostas?
Nola has hostas, and Nancy Lunn has hostas.
Okay. We just, the Master Gardener visited a garden that had over 750 varieties, and that doesn't even begin to tell the tale on hostas. So every place you look, you may see a different hosta, and that's kind of fun for the hosta lovers.
Was that in Nebraska?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. He's a member of the hosta club, so he just keeps growing hostas. Okay, we've mentioned, I think, three of the gardens. I think we've missed a couple of the two back up from yours that are on the list.
Mary Lou Phillips, and hers, she started 2003, 2004, and she has an excellent talent for really crowding in, you know, so you don't have to worry about the weeding.
Uh-huh.
I haven't mastered that yet, but she does that very well. And she is great for yard ornaments and gazing balls. And it's just fun to walk her yard and see what's going to pop out from the plants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have one more I think we haven't done any detail on. The middle one.
Nancy Lunn.
Yes.
Yes, she has a lot. It's a shade and a sun. And she loves hanging baskets, and it's just a treasure to walk through her yard and see all the things. I mean, she doesn't hardly, I don't think she mows any front yard. It's all, you know.
All in plants.
All in plants.
Okay.
And she's a great one to share.
Okay, great. And all this is happening this coming Sunday?
Yes, from 1 to 4, June the 26th, and they will come to the Legion Hall to get their map, to get the addresses.
Okay, very
and,
good.
And if the sun's shining, bring your umbrella and enjoy.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Ramona Sorensen, who's with the Anita Garden Club, for reminding us that Sunday the 26th is a great time to visit gardens in Anita. And until next time, here's a thought. Gardening is a kind of disease. It infects you. You cannot escape it. When you go visiting, your eyes rove about the garden, and there may be an irresistible impulse to pull a weed.